every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper, son of Billy Casper, the winning 1979 Ryder Cup captain and the winningest U.S. Ryder Cup player in Ryder Cup history. This is the Ryder Cup preview show. Thanks so much for being with us. At Real Golf on X, Real Golf Radio on Instagram and the other social, and Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio, where your favorite podcasts are found. Thanks so much for tuning in and checking us out. Cannot wait. Countdown is on for the Ryder Cup. Ryan Ballingy from GolfNewsNet.com, good friend, will stop by. Dave Stockton's been talking Ryder Cups with us for nearly a decade and a half, and we're excited to welcome the 1991 captain from Kiawah Island and the War on the Shore. Dave Stockton will stop by and talk about the importance of the Ryder Cup, his history with the Ryder Cup, and what he thinks about this team, heading Team USA, heading into Bethpage Black. The caddy will stop by in the back nine, hour number two as well. Bob, this Ryder Cup blood runs deep with you and your family.
Yeah.
You get so excited every year at the Masters. I know your dad won two U.S. Opens, but if I was to kind of list it out, it feels like the Masters and the Ryder Cup are the sort of the top of the list for the Casper family.
Well, they are. My mom and dad were both very patriotic people, and are very patriotic people. And for simply from the standpoint of being able to play and represent your country against, the best players in the United States against the best players in Europe was something that they absolutely loved and enjoyed. And my father felt it a great honor to be able to be a captain in 1979. And he was the first captain that the Europeans were able to bring continental Europe into the mix, and he was a winner there. So, the Ryder Cup is amazing, and we love it every time it comes around.
Well, I want to pick your brain a little bit. We're going to do that coming up next. Some of the things that your dad shared with you, some of the keys to winning and playing well in a Ryder Cup. It's just getting started. Thanks for being with us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Staples presents That Was Easy, Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ends 11-1. Select models only.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter a month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation
today. We're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com for all the latest on this new golf destination in St. George, Southern Utah. You've got a Tom Weisskopf championship design golf course. You've got the hotel, the resort center with the spa, the restaurants, the pools, the convention center, the 20th hole that has the indoor hitting bays. You've got the 36-hole putting course, the TrackMan range. There's so much cool stuff going on. There's real estate opportunities. There's stay and play opportunities. And, of course, the PGA Tour coming to town in the fall. I saw a tweet from Maverick McNealy that he's coming to play in Utah because he loves the competition. His two fall events were last week in Napa and coming up in Utah. So great to have Mav McNealy. I know he really wanted to be on this Ryder Cup team, but really appreciate him coming, and we look forward to see him and other many great players at the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert coming up here in just a few weeks. You can get information on that as well. But Black Desert, thanks for their sponsorship. Check out this all-new awesome resort, blackdesertresort.com. Bob.
Yeah.
This coming up, Ryan Ballengee, golfnewsnet.com, then Dave Stockton, the 1991 U.S. winning Ryder Cup captain, the war by the shore. We'll hear what he thinks about the Ryder Cup. Setting the stage. The Ryder Cup next week is going to be a whole lot of hype. It's my favorite line from the B movie. A lot of pomp under the circumstances. Absolutely love that line. And that's what's going to be taking place. And then eventually the players are going to have to settle down and they're going to have to try to keep their emotions about them. And they're going to tee off on Friday, not Thursday, Friday, and they'll play 3 days. So it's the two matches on Friday. And then you've got the morning and afternoon sessions on, well, both Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And then you've got the singles on Sunday. So just set the scene. What is this like? What can golf fans expect from next week at Bethpage?
Okay, so I think you can, you know, the practice rounds are going to be interesting because everybody gets out and plays, and you know, you get some idea of what Captain Keegan Bradley's thinking as far as different pairings and that kind of thing because he's got guys playing together and all that kind of thing for those first 3 days. So that's what's really cool about the whole thing, or the first 4 days, Monday through Thursday. You've got opening ceremonies on Thursday afternoon. Of course, you tee it up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The interesting thing about Ryder Cup is they pick the pairings different than they do in the President's Cup. President's Cup, you come with your slate of pairings, and then the Europeans have their slate of pairings. With the Ryder Cup, that's the Ryder Cup. You put your slate of what you're gonna have as far as your four pairings for the day. They put theirs up together. It's chosen before. It's not back and forth. It's not like a draft.
So if you happen to go out second, you play whoever their team puts out second, and you don't know
exactly
ahead of time.
Right.
Whereas in the President's Cup, they go back and forth and say, all right, I'm going to take Bob Casper. And then they go, all right, I'm going to put Brian Taylor up against Bob Casper. Now, you know, they go
that's
back
exactly
and forth,
right? Yeah. That's exactly right.
Do you like how I slipped us into playing in the President's Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of difference and some strategy behind that. And then, of course, how you do your singles players and how where you put and stack those guys and who's playing well and all that kind of thing. It's just a totally different experience. It's got the history. It's got the tradition of, you know, years and years and years. My dad was on teams that played just against GB and I, Great Britain. Then he was the captain for Europe, against Europe, and they won that one as well. So it's different now than it was then. But I'm telling you, the New York crowd is going to make this thing a phenomenal home game. So much that the European team is using VR headsets to prepare for the golf course and the noise and insults that they might hear during the Ryder Cup. How about that?
They're listening to virtual insults.
Virtual insults.
Listening to virtual insults. You suck.
kind of like Happy Gilmore.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, they are. And that's what's kind of interesting about this whole thing. They're doing everything. The Europeans are doing everything they can to get ahead of this whole thing at Bethpage and the noise that they're going to hear from the New York crowd and the other U.S. crowd that's going to be there. So this is going to be a wild one, a raucous one, and I'm excited for it.
The last time it was played in the USA, it was at Whistling Straits. Steve Stricker led Team USA to a 10-point rout, powered by up-and-comers Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, Xander Schauffele, with veteran Dustin Johnson going 5-0. 2 years ago, Captain Luke Donald mastered his role guiding Europe to a 5-point dub. And now Team USA, captained by Keegan Bradley, seeks redemption, as you mentioned, on home soil at Bethpage Black, while Luke Donald returns with hopes of securing Europe's first road win since 2012. We'll talk about it all coming up this hour on Real Golf Radio.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob, and welcoming our good friend from GolfNewsNet.com, Ryan Ballingy. Ryder Cup week, Rye. This is pretty exciting stuff. We'll be watching and have a pretty good sense of where this thing is headed a week from today. But my question to you is, the same question it was to Bob. Why do I feel so unsettled for the home team this coming week in the Ryder Cup?
Well, I think there are a couple truly valid reasons to feel that way. One, we have a relatively inexperienced team compared to our competitors in Europe, right? I mean, they've returned 11 of 12 guys, and the 12th guy is the brother of the other 12th guy from last time. So not a whole lot of knowledge sharing needs to happen there. They just smoked us in Italy last time around. And I just think that there's kind of this feeling that of all of the Americans who are on the team, the only one who feels like a sure thing is the best player on the planet. And that's not going to win you a Ryder Cup. Mm. So I think that's the concern is it's Scotty versus run down the list of guys you're afraid of in Europe. And you got to hope that at least a half dozen of the other 11 show up, earn some points and get us to a victory.
You know, Ryan, traditionally rookies have fared really well for the Ryder Cup team on home soil. We've got Russell Henley, JJ Spahn, Ben Griffin, and Cameron Young. Cameron Young knows that golf course inside and out, holds the course record. And all four of those guys in the last 3 months on tour were the top five Americans in strokes gained. I think we've got a little bit of kind of a misnomer with these rookies and the possibility of them really, really playing well.
I agree with you. I mean, I think Cam Young's going to be a huge kind of fulcrum for the fan base. I mean, people are going to know that he's from New York. And if they don't know, they're going to find out really quickly. And they're going to rally behind them, if, you know, the people that are native New Yorkers that are there. I think that's going to be huge. I think Russell Henley has been unbelievable this year. Best year of his career, really best 18 months of his career. I expect him to play very well. I just get this feeling that we're most people who are doom and gloom about this are missing that this course is going to be set up to favor the American game, right? The American game is set up to favor short irons and wedges, right? And they're playing Bethpage Black next week, something like 150 yards shorter than it was the last time they had the PGA Championship there. And that is all you need to know about what they're hoping will happen is that Americans will hit the ball a long way, leave short irons in hand, which they are statistically better at than their European counterparts, set up a whole bunch of birdies and eagles, get the crowd going, and turn it into a bit of a runaway. And the Europeans did the exact opposite 2 years ago in Italy. And they set it up so that Americans didn't hit wedges into as many greens. They had more mid irons and long irons. And that was what the Europeans did well. So I think we are going to try to, you know, the U.S. Ryder Cup side is going to try to play in the strength of its players and set themselves up for success.
Ryan Ballingy joining us here talking Ryder Cup. So you answered another one of my questions there is, you know, how does the road flip the script so convincingly, you know, on these teams as it seems? You know, you think back on, you know, to Paris, and it was Molly Wood and Paris just completely discombobulating the U.S. team. And then you go to Whistling Straits, and all of a sudden it's like that same team that absolutely slapped us around in Paris couldn't seem to, you know, hang. And it was a convincing win for Team USA, who turned around 2 years later and went to Italy. And, you know, again, the script was flipped. So that's why I should feel completely, you know, bullish about Team USA going to Bethpage Black. And yet the questions still remain. So, yeah, there's some setup issues. There's the home crowd advantage. The other side of that, you mentioned that Scottie Scheffler, best player on the planet. The other best players on the planet are some of the biggest question marks that Team USA has, right? I mean, I even think that I'm a little more I guess I'm going to use that word again, bullish about the rookies, you know, stepping up in this thing. My question marks are around Xander, Morikawa. I mean, JT has to play well, and I suspect he will. What about some of the big names aside from Scheffler coming into this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really does boil down to, for me, to Xander and Patrick Cantlay form a formidable team again, and is that something that's repeatable? Who does Justin Thomas partner with? Does Scotty find a partner in Sam Burns or Ben Griffin, or you know, or does he split it? You know, how does that work? They've got to find part. You know, Henley can work. They've got to find partnerships that work for each format, because they didn't really have them that worked the last time around. And you've got a whole different battery of players. And I think there's probably a general reluctance to pair two guys who have never played in a Ryder Cup together, because that doesn't typically seem to pay dividends for the American side. So there's got to be some kind of pairing system here. And I'm very curious how much of the old playbook Keegan Bradley will take and try to employ, or if he'll just go, hey, here's my way of doing this. I was hired to bust up the way we were doing things. We're going to do it my way, and here's how I'm going to pair guys up. I think there are a lot of variables to that, but it does, you need at least half your team to show up. I mean, you can only hide guys for so long in this thing. You're not going to have anyone play just one session. That just doesn't happen anymore. You're going to play at least two, probably three in a minimum. So you've got to find some guys that are going to work, and you've got to figure it out in a hurry. And you're going to need some veteran leadership, because it can't be Scotty all five matches. He can only be accountable for 5 points. They need another 9.5 to win the thing. So they're going to have to find some things that work, and that's going to start with guys like Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Justin Thomas.
So who do you think – Who do you have questions about on the team right now as far as their play coming into the Ryder Cup? I would have to say that maybe Morikawa and Xander Schauffele are the two misnomers as far as the guys that we're wondering about, and like you said, should be taking a role and stepping up to help the other guys out.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think Morikawa would be the first name off of my list as the biggest concern. I mean, he was great at the beginning of the year, and then it just seemed like it just took a nosedive almost after. I mean, I'm not going to say it's directly correlated to getting pipped by Russell Henley at Bay Hill, but it sure seemed like there was a big drop off after that point. And maybe that's just when the observation started, but he really has not rallied since then. And he goes into these spells where it feels like he barely knows how to putt, and that's not going to work in match play. He's going to have to make some putts, unless you're just considering putting him out there in alt shot and hoping he just hits, you know, the maximum number of approaches you can get out of him and leads to good results for a better putter who's his partner. I don't know how you necessarily do that, but maybe you go with a camp, you know, you could have him play alt shot with Cam Young. Cam Young's driving it great. He always has. He's having a career putting year. Maybe that's a pairing. You try to make it work. But I think Xander is going to be a concern, because we all know he's not the same guy he was last year. And that's a natural concern, right? But I don't think that it was going to be reasonably expected that he was going to come anywhere near what he did last year to win two majors and have a career season. So I still think he can be an important contributor, but again, he's got to gel with his preferred partner, which is Patrick Cantlay. And Cantlay probably made this team on his own accord because he had a really good end of the season, but his start of the year was horrendous and very much not like Patrick Cantlay. So you having these kind of guys that come on, Sam Burns was great this year. He's an incredible putter. He finished really strong, but golf's a fickle game, and any of these guys who played great down the stretch could turn back into pumpkins at any time, because that's how golf is, and that could be a serious concern, and it'll be something that Keegan Bradley has to manage.
You know, you mentioned Cantlay and Schauffele. They are 2-2 in foursomes. That just seems to be the struggle for Team USA, is those foursomes. Colin Morikawa at 2-1, by my account, is the only player on the team that has a winning record in foursomes for Team USA. Yeah. So, you know, that, yes, we need that Cantlay Schauffele to work, especially in the foursomes, because when you look at Scotty, who's 0-2 in foursomes, And Justin Thomas is 2-3 in foursomes. And Harris English didn't play foursomes. Never mind. But yeah, so when you look at those records, let's see, Bryson DeChambeau is 0-2 in foursomes. So there you go. That was the other one I was looking for. So, you know, we do well in four ball. Is there a secret? I know that's a hard question to answer, but is there a secret or something that they can unlock in that foursomes, you know, format that they can do better at home? Or is that one that is just so much easier at home?
I think it's one easier at home because you've got everyone pulling for you. Mm-hmm. I think the Europeans tend to play it more growing up. Not that that's such a huge advantage that you can't overcome it, but it's also just hard to play alt shot. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's really hard, especially if one of you isn't playing well and the other guy is just trying to dig the other out of it or up to their level or hold on, you know, let them ride on their shoulders until it all kind of works out. It's a really, really challenging format for anybody. It just kind of seems also that the Europeans have built in a little mystique about it to the point where they're like, you know, we're good at this. We're better than you. And the Americans like, we got to play this again. I know we're going to, you know, almost kind of a self-inflicted scar tissue where you're like, we're not good at this. Let's get through it. And then hopefully we clean up four ball sessions and somehow get to a 1-2 point lead getting into single. I was thinking about this watching the Walker Cup, you know, where the format's different, 26 matches, and you have two sessions of four matches of foursomes each day over 2 days, but then you have the rest are 18 singles matches. If that were the format, I'm pretty sure the Americans would win every Ryder Cup. But there's just enough there of foursomes plus then more forced team golf to create a problem and as a percentage of the total matches played. So it's really interesting, but I really don't think there's a secret to foursomes. I think it's just, hey, it's a rhythm game. And if you don't have the rhythm, it's really easy to lose in a rout.
Hey, Ryan, before we let you go, I will say this. Ludvig Åberg is 2-2. Matt Fitzpatrick is 1-7. Victor Hovland's 3-4-3. Sepp Straka's 1-2. Shane Lowry's 2-3-1. So all I'm saying is this isn't exactly an unbeatable team. That said, with the last minute or so that we have here, what do you see taking place? What do you expect to have happen next week at Bethpage?
I think the Americans are going to roll. I think it'll probably be a 4 or 5 point win in the end, just because that's kind of the era in which we fit in the Ryder Cup at this point. I think the Americans are well-driven. They were embarrassed last time around for the ones that were on the team. They were down 4-0 at the outset. I mean, it was over before it started, and they don't want that to happen this time. They want to do the opposite. I don't think it's going to be as big of a rout as Whistling Straits turned out to be in 21. But I do think that the Americans are going to pull away from this in the end.
All right. Let's hope that's the case. Bob would be all about that.
Yep.
He wants
all the way.
He wants a dominant victory, not just
a
win.
I want a dominant victory.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants a big one.
I think you're going to get it. But, hey, a win is a win. We like wins. We don't like losses.
That's right.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And we'll chat with you real soon. Enjoy the Ryder Cup.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. Follow his stuff. He does a great job. Always a great perspective. Man, can't wait. I love that. I hope that's the case. Imagine if we interviewed our friend Ian Carter. He might give us a different prediction on
that's
that.
For sure.
Nevertheless, I'm going to go with Ryan's on that one. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
Right
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, the new Titleist T-Series irons have arrived. The new T-Series irons have a new seamless design and solid forged feel, delivering improved distance, closer proximity to the hole, and confidence to hold the green. Swing by Uinta Golf to be the first to test drive the new Titleist T-Series irons. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob, thanks for joining us. Really excited to welcome our next guest. This is one of the greats in the game of golf. He won 25 times, 10 times on the PGA Tour, 14 on the Champions Tour. He also played in a couple of Ryder Cups and captained successfully the War by the Shore, the 1991 Ryder Cup at Kiawah Island, the ocean course, and one that is just passionate about this event and always fun to talk Ryder Cup with Mr. Dave Stockton. Dave, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Sitting out here in California and looking forward to getting to New York next week.
Man. So does it kind of, do you get sort of like a little bit of butterflies in your stomach when you start thinking about what's going to take place in a week?
Oh, no, no. I'm looking forward to the experiences of our team, what they're gonna have happen in New York, and the opportunity to bring the cup back where it belongs. And, you know, there's no butterflies. My only butterflies were standing on the first tee at Kiawah, and they were happy butterflies because I didn't have to hit a shot. And
having said that, what's it like hitting that first shot?
Oh, yeah, that's not good. I had the experience. I was standing at 71 in Old Worston, St. Louis, and I had a bad pairing. I had Nicklaus as my partner and alternate shot, and I didn't know about it until the day night before, and I never played a practice round with him. And then it didn't help me that Billy and Shirley Casper were standing right next to me when they raised the American flag, and they're both bawling their eyes out. And 20 minutes later, I'm going to be hitting the first shot in our all or no shot match with Jack. And I've got, man, when they're sitting there, I'm going, this is a much bigger deal than I thought. So then what it's turned into has been unbelievable. This is going to be I think Bethpage Black is going to be the great stage for us to perform on as a team for the United States.
So, well, let me get this straight. You're paired with Jack Nicklaus, and he's like, why don't you go ahead and hit the first shot?
Well, you know, you either tee off on the odds and the evens. There's funny stories about guys that they're planning to hit it off the first tee until they choke, and then they turn to their partner and say they can't hit it. So then you know, you have all sorts of different things, right? But it was, you know, basically for me a disaster. It's the only match I lost in my two Ryder Cups, because I just, you know, Jack and I didn't hit it at the exact same distance or even the same time zone. And so it, you know, it took me only four holes to ask me is that all the farther I could hit it? And I responded to him. And I told him, I said, well, you just get it on the green, I'll be able to make it, you know. So it was, and the captain, Jay Hebert, set me down and put J.C. Sneed, which now there's somebody that Jack can hit it with, and they had a glorious time, and they killed him.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That's one of the hard parts for the captain is figuring out who's going to start and, you know, what are your pairings and what do they look like the whole nine yards. It's not easy.
So having been a captain, having experienced playing in the Ryder Cup, and you're telling this story about foursomes with Jack, what are the things that you did, or what are the things that a captain can do as far as foursomes are concerned to help out? Because traditionally we don't really play that well in foursomes. So what makes the pairings, in your opinion, the best for foursomes? What are you looking for as far as the guys and pairing the guys up?
I think as soon as you can figure out what your pairings might be, what I did in my case, I approached the tour and told them that we had shootouts on Tuesday. And I said, I want to have the 9-hole exhibition. I want you to let me pair the pairings, because I knew roughly who half of my team was going to be, and I could sub some other people in. So we'd play all in a shot one Tuesday, and a couple weeks later, we'd play a best ball. And so I'm like, one of my teams right off the bat was Steve Pate and Corey Pavin. And I didn't know I was going to have a limo wreck that was going to take Steve Pate out of it, because he's playing better than any of the other guys at Kiowa. But that's what I did. We did it like eight times. And by the time 3 weeks before the Ryder Cup, they knew exactly who they were playing with. And we'd already been discussing my one pick as a captain. I only had two picks. And I had no assistants, and I ended up using Ronnie and David, my two sons, as my assistants. Now, if Keegan had decided that he wanted to play, since he's obviously qualified to play, he could have, because he's got five assistants, all of which are talented, and they could handle his duties. But he was, you know, at 39 years old, the PGA, you know, kicked him, kind of because what happened to him at Rome when he got overlooked and stuff. And so consequently, it's a fine line, but I wanted the guys to be comfortable. I profiled every one of them with Deborah Graham, a psychologist out of Bernie, Texas, near San Antonio, and because I wanted a guy's likability that were compatible, not necessarily your best friend. And you asked about best ball and all in a shot, you want to have two people that they're going to hit it relatively the same, so they're comfortable out there the whole time. If you're playing best ball, you can put a really long hitter with somebody that's really consistent. I mean, I had, you know, all these guys, Lanny Watkins, Hale Irwin, Corey Pavin. I mean, all these different guys, Payne Stewart, that you could pair them with almost anybody, and you'd let them go wild in best ball. And so to me, it made a huge difference in how you paired them. You did not pair the same people all necessarily for all in a shot and best ball, because it depends on the makeup of your team. But now Keegan's he gets to pick six people, and I know good and well he's got a good figuration of what kind of groups he wants to play together, and the kids know it, the guys know it, so they're prepared for it. And it's just the one thing that I can see, and I'm my biggest question, and I think it's going to be answered relatively quick in most ways, is that most of the captains, we know Palmer was 34 when he was a playing captain, and Keegan at 39 is the second youngest American. And basically, I think, you know, we all were captains right about our year 50. And we're through playing the regular tour for the most part, and we look forward to representing the country and representing the flag. But now at 39, here we have a guy that's played with the team that he's going to select and captain, played with them all year. You don't have to worry about bonding. And I will tell you that a 50-year-old that hasn't been playing the tour, that's a captain, it's a difficult job, because, you know, and, you know, for generations, think differently. And so it's, you know, the one guy that I haven't mentioned, I was also on that Ryder Cup. I was an assistant captain to Adrian in 2008, which I still think is the best Ryder Cup ever created, when he had the pod system that we kind of still follow. So you use your assistant captains to, you know, you have your little pods of players and they don't intermix. And it just takes a whole lot of pressure off the captain. And Azinger, to me, like I said, did the best job of any captain I've ever seen.
Dave Stockton joining us here talking Ryder Cup here on Real Golf Radio. This is sounds like a simple question. I don't know if it is. Maybe it is. But what makes a good Ryder Cup player? Because, and I ask that question in the context that Tiger and Phil are such a mystery to me, in the sense that they were so dominant in their individual play, and yet so they struggled so much in Ryder Cup play and teams, you know. And I put Jim Furyk in there as well. But with that context and your experience, what makes a good Ryder Cup player?
Basically, I would say, well, somebody that wants, that's a competitor. Somebody doesn't mind people shouting at him, doesn't mind the, you know, because we're individuals. We play for ourselves. But when you're at Bethpage this coming week, you're not playing for yourself. You're playing for the Stars and Stripes, and you're playing for America. And the captain's job is to bond you together, so that's the ultimate goal. Because nothing's worse. Alternate shot's the hardest thing ever devised, because you hit a bad shot, and you can't tell the guy, I'm sorry. He knows you didn't hit it where you should have, and so on and so forth. It's just a hard format, and that's why putting the people of likability together mentally, to me, is the biggest thing. And, you know, like Jack and I were not a good fit in All or No Shot. We might have been a lot better if we'd have played best ball. Because, right, you know, I was an aggressive player, but he'd be out there 100 miles, and I would, you know, I'd know he was backing me, and so I would have played much better. It's a fine line. And when you look at the best Ryder Cup player that I've ever been around, who this is, and I've got to tell, this is, I think, one of the biggest things that's happening at this Ryder Cup, which shows you exactly how Keegan Bradley has his thumb on everything. I called Larry Nelson 3 or 4 weeks ago, because he and Gail are going up on Monday following the Ryder Cup on a cruise up the Eastern Seaboard that Kathy and I were invited to go on. We couldn't go because of Kathy's cancer walk out here in California. And so he's going. I asked him 3 weeks ago if he's coming to the Ryder Cup. And he said no, you know, because he's still hurt that he was never the captain. And of course, he never should have been. All Larry Nelson did was defend this country in Vietnam and come home and never played golf. And 2 years later, he's on the tour. And 2 years after that, he starts winning majors. And then he gets in the Ryder Cup, and he goes 5-0 in his first Ryder Cup. But you say, well, he probably didn't play anybody any good. Well, he beat Seve 4 times.
Right.
And he ended up winning his first 9 matches of the year, 8 matches, I think, that he ever played, 8-0. So what makes a good Ryder Cup player? Somebody that is oblivious to the pressure, that can handle stress, and you picture him. And Larry wasn't just in Vietnam. He was a point man on his patrol. That's the most dangerous job, or one of them over there, right, I would assume. And to come home and then get blackballed by the PGA for whatever reason that he was never named captain is beyond me. And Keegan Bradley called him 2 or 3 weeks ago and asked him, he knows there was a wrong that has been committed and never should not have had Larry Nelson, because when you win one PGA, you have a chance to be a Ryder Cup captain. If you win 2 PGA, there's very few people that have been turned down. Well, Larry Nelson won 2 PGAs and a U.S. Open. And yet you go back, and I won in 91. Our team won the Ryder Cup, brought it back. There's only 2 captains prior to me that had not won the PGA, which meant you had to win the PGA generally to be the captain. And that was Arnold Palmer and Billy Casper.
Yep.
They're the only 2 in all those years. So now here's Nelson that should have been a shoe-in, but somebody didn't like it. And I am so indebted to Keegan to have Larry. Larry was so excited. Gail called Kathy, and they talked about what's going to happen in New York and what Gail should expect and stuff. And it's we're family. I mean, we represent what we think is the best of America, and we've got to support our team this time. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm just so proud of Keegan because I was disappointed he was passed over for Rome. And I think he's making up for it. And he made it up for a big way by announcing that Larry Nelson was going to be there. And he had all the honors of the past captains that are there. He's going to be rooming with us. He and Gail, we're going to be eating together. It's just a great thing that Keegan did.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Dave Stockton joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Any other insights you can give us into this Team USA and what went into putting this team together? Were you privy to any of those Ryder Cup meetings or conversations on what the strategy is coming in this week?
I've talked to Keegan quite a while. Over the years, he and I have been very good friends. When he won the PGA, again, as soon as you win the PGA, you go, you got a good shot at becoming a Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah.
And I was devastated when he wasn't picked for Rome. And so I looked at what he's done this year and how he's handled himself, and it's been extraordinary. I think he had a tremendous break by the way the guys played at the end of the year. The one guy that I seriously wanted to get on was Cameron Young.
Yep.
With his dad, David, who's the pro up at Sleepy Hollow up in New York area. And he's got an extensive record there at Bethpage Black. And so I was so excited when he won. Finally, he became the 11th, I guess the 1,000th different winner on tour. Maybe should have come a little bit earlier because he's got all the talent in the world. But, I like some of the youngsters he's got on the team. And I think obviously he's got a team that's got some players that have played quite a few times. I kind of lean more toward the side of the guys that are younger that don't have scar tissues from getting beat. I mean, I've been a part of four Ryder Cups and I've never lost one. And that you can't say that anymore the way it, and then this goes to Jacqueline and Nicklaus, specifically Nicklaus, who got Europe involved because Great Britain and Ireland just didn't have the pool of people that could take on the United States. And Europe definitely can. And so the Ryder Cup has grown, and Kiowa played a major part, and that was the first time it was televised 24/7, basically. And, I'm tickled with where it's gone. And I remember they thought that, and I screwed up. No, I didn't screw up, but I like to hunt, so I had camouflage hats made, and of course, then the PGA calls it the war by the shore, and I about fainted because I was trying really hard not to give them any material to put on their, their walls to stick it to us, right? And when they call it the war by the shore, that didn't set really good with me. And it's amazing to me how the Ryder Cup has changed, because when in 91, there had been a series of dinners. Every Ryder Cup, you'd go to this dinner. We went to Charleston. We drove into Charleston on the Wednesday night, only to have a limo wreck in the rain between three of the limos, two of the limos. Raymond Floyd was hurt, but not hurt badly. And of course, Steve Pate really got hurt, got thrown around in his limo, and only played the afternoon on Saturday because I wanted him to have an experience. But he and Pavin got beat 2-1. But at least he got a chance to play. And that's one of the hard things you'll find out real quick. One of the hardest jobs for the captain is they only play 2/3 of their team every time. We have 12 great players and we only play 8. We only play 4 matches. I wish personally that they would play 5 because it's hard to set a third of your team out every time. Mm-hmm. And but I guess they don't want to think it's going to wrap up on Saturday. I don't think this will be wrapped up on Saturday with either team getting that far ahead. But I can't emphasize enough what we look for. I can't experience what these guys feel when they play the Ryder Cup one year and the next year is the President's Cup. I mean, they don't have time off. I mean, it's a busy, busy time for them to play. But when you have an opportunity to play for your country, you're going to do it. You want to do it. That's what you live for. And, or at least we did, because it's an experience like none other. Like standing next to Billy and Shirley and watch their eyes, tears were flooding down their face. And I'm going, there's so much pride in this that it's just such a cool thing to be a part of. It really is.
Dave, you're the best. Thanks so much for sharing your passion and your insights. We look forward to the Ryder Cup, and congratulations on the history that that you're involved with as well. And I hope you enjoy the week.
Thanks. Good to be with you guys, Brian, Bob. Good to be with you. Enjoy the Ryder Cup yourselves, please.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Dave Stockton joining us, successful captain, winning captain, 1991, competed on two Ryder Cups as well. Just a great stand-up guy, and you can sense the passion. You can feel that. Stay tuned. More Real Golf Radio continues next on the Back Nine. Hour number two. Stay tuned.
Us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.